Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
As long as they put the rule of law first, we can find common ground on a nominee. The Justice Department is too important to be trifled with.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer, who's on the Judiciary Committee, laying down the law to President Bush recently. That was on the day that Alberto Gonzalez announced his resignation. Schumer saying any replacement for Alberto Gonzalez to be Attorney General needs to be acceptable to the Democrats, in effect. And today we learned that someone who Schumer apparently can support appears to be the nominee. He is retired New York Judge Michael Mukasey, 66 years old, still in private practice, and an advisor to the Giuliani for President campaign. We will talk about the Mukasey nomination briefly, and then how the presidential race is beginning to take on more of a New York cast. With me first today, Slate.com senior editor Emily Bazelon, who follows legal issues. Hi, Emily.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So who is Michael Mukasey?
Michael Mukasey is a very veteran, longtime federal district judge in the Southern District of New York. He was on the bench for 20 years. He's a Reagan appointee, and he served as chief judge of the Southern District for a few years before his retirement.
What are some of his prominent rulings as a judge? Anything jump out?
Well, he's most famous for two things. The first is that he tried a bunch of terrorists, the people who in 1995 were accused of a plot to blow up the United Nations and other landmarks in New York. And it was a big, lengthy, difficult trial with lots of thorny national security issues. And he is kind of universally commended for his handling of that, and it ended with convictions and long sentences. And then he's secondly known for handling the case of Jose Padilla, who was, you know, first the dirty bomb plotter, then not the dirty bomb plumber, but still a man who was convicted over the summer for terrorist activities. And Mukasey didn't handle the actual trial because he'd left the bench by that time, but he made some important preliminary rulings in Padilla's case.
We're going to put out the phone number here for lawyers or anyone else in the field who has had contact with Judge Mukasey when he practiced in New York. We've just got 5 minutes for this. So if you have an impression from personal experience with Judge Mukasey, what do you think? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Who knows if anybody listening right now did, but maybe you did. 212-433-9692. Emily Bazelon, why is Chuck Schumer saying nice things about this Republican?
Well, first of all, Judge Mukasey has a reputation for being very fair-minded and an excellent trial judge. I mean, he's also tough. He is tough on criminal defendants. He is, fairly prosecutorially minded. And he wrote a really interesting op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, which I'm sure will get a lot of attention in the coming weeks, about national security issues. But, you know, from Schumer's point of view, this is a stand-up home state guy. He is certainly not someone who's just going to bend and scrape to the White House in the way that former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez was accused of doing. So in terms of having, you know, independence and integrity, he has those qualities.
What did he say in that Wall Street Journal piece?
So in this Wall Street Journal piece, he talks about the Jose Padilla conviction. And, you know, Padilla is this guy who had this crazy jerked around experience. He was sent from a military brig to the federal courts. The government got in all kinds of hot water with other federal judges for the way they handled his case. And then ultimately a jury convicted him. So you might think that this is a victory for law enforcement. Mukasey does not see it this way. He says that we should all, quote, take cold comfort about what the Padilla case says about how our current institutions and courts say about handling terrorism cases. And then he basically says that these alleged terrorists should not be in federal court at all, that we should have some new national security court set up for them perhaps, or maybe we should modify our civil commitment standards for the mentally ill. And he even talks at the end of the piece about the idea of Congress taking away the Supreme Court's ability to review these cases, which is pretty dramatic.
Let's take a phone call. Anita in Greenwich Village, you're on WNYC. Anita, thanks for calling us.
Oh, you're welcome. It's such a pleasure for me to be able to talk about Mike Mukasey. I know Mike for 35 years. I was a research analyst at the United States Attorney's Office of the Southern District of New York and worked directly with Mike. He's a great guy. He treats everybody fairly and with respect. I'm thrilled that he's going to be the Attorney General, hopefully, of the United States, and I'm a Democrat.
Now, when you say you worked in the U.S. Attorney's Office, was that when Giuliani was U.S. Attorney?
No, it was in 1971.
Uh-huh.
It was when Whitney North Seymour Jr. was United States Attorney, and Paul Curran, and Bob Fisk.
And what was Mukasey's role at that time?
He was an Assistant United States Attorney.
Uh-huh.
He was a prosecutor. I was there first, and then Mike came aboard. And a lot of other people, of course. But he was a rookie prosecutor.
And you followed his career ever since?
Well, we're friendly.
Uh-huh.
And he's written references for me for various things. And, I know him personally, and I know his wife. And this is thrilling to me.
Anita,
yes.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. We're talking to Emily Bazelon from Slate.com. Anyone else who knows Mike Mukasey, maybe in a capacity where you were a lawyer and he was a judge? Who knows? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Emily, I'm looking at the Weekly Standard website, and it says, while it's unfortunate that the first thing many conservatives will hear about Mukasey is that his home state Senator Chuck Schumer has praised him, that shouldn't disqualify him. That's a funny way into supporting
line.
The nomination. It says, knowing Mukasey wasn't on Bush's Supreme Court shortlist, Schumer felt free to list him a few years ago as an acceptable consensus candidate for the court. And it says, nevertheless, Weekly Standard is confident that Mukasey will come to judgment similar to Ted Olson's, the conservative who wasn't nominated, on key issues of executive power and the war on terror.
Yes, I think that Bill Kristol of the Weekly Standard is right about all of those things. And there's been a little blowback since yesterday when the nomination started leaking out from conservatives who are worried about Mukasey's record on abortion in particular, although really he hasn't issued any abortion rulings that are directly on point. But, really conservatives who care about executive power and, putting national security above considerations about civil liberties should be excited about this nomination.
And let's see, I've got another clip. This is actually in The Guardian today from Britain. And let's see, it says Nan Aaron of the Liberal Alliance for Justice put Mukasey on a list of four judges who have chosen for the Supreme Court would show the president's commitment to nominating people who could be supported by Democrats and Republicans. Nan Aaron said the Senate would likely view Mukasey's nomination as a conciliatory act, and doesn't really go into specifics as to why Nan Aaron considers it that way. But you know what I'm curious about, Emily? The president is really a lame duck now. I heard some pundits call his Thursday night Iraq speech his farewell address over the weekend. What's left for an attorney general to do in the short time remaining to this administration?
Well, I would have thought basically almost nothing other than to try and restore morale to this department, with which Gonzalez is really leaving in a shambles. But, reading this Wall Street Journal op-ed, Mukasey is certainly someone who could come in and propose some pretty major legislation about how we handle terrorism cases. And we saw earlier this summer that when the administration went to Congress, a democratically controlled Congress, and asked for changes to how we handle surveillance and wiretapping, that Congress gave the administration those legal changes, exactly as the administration had drafted them. And you could imagine Mukasey, this would be an attorney general with a lot of authority. He has tried terrorists, he has seen them in his courtroom, he knows what he's dealing with. And if he comes up to Congress and says, the federal courts are just not the place for these guys, and we don't even want the Supreme Court reviewing these cases, you could imagine Congress paying some serious attention, particularly given that with the backing of Schumer and other Democrats, he probably will be easily confirmed.
A couple more calls real quick. Jean-Marie in Red Bank, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. I'm an attorney who's appeared in front of Judge Mukasey. I had a number of appearances and then ultimately a bench trial in connection with a maritime personal injury action I was defending. I found him to be particularly courteous. He had a very even temperament on the bench with all sorts of issues, because when you're appearing before him, you sit there and watch him handle criminal matters before he calls yours. And so I've seen him in a lot of different contexts dealing with people, and he was lovely. In connection with my case, mm-hmm. he had a lot of knowledge, more than judges often have when they've got busy dockets and come at things sort of cold. He did not do that.
Knowledge is a good thing. And any sense of, I guess you weren't handling the kind of case where you could get a sense of his constitutional views or if he's a political activist or anything like that.
The type of cases I handle don't bring up those issues. However, you usually do in the course of, you know, getting all the way through to trial with a judge, get a sense of their political tendencies one way or the other, in more subtle ways. And I have to say, when it came to Judge Mukasey, I got no sense whatsoever. He
right.
was so even-handed that he has always stood out in my mind. I haven't been before him in, you know, probably the last 6 or 7 years,
uh-huh.
but he has always stood out in my mind as one of the best jurists I'd appeared
right.
in front of.
Okay.
And heard the news this morning. I was thrilled.
Well, let's hope. John-Marie, thanks a lot for calling us. We really appreciate it. And Emily Bazelon from Slate, we got to go. But real quick, will we see a rehash of the Gonzalez controversies in the confirmation hearings anyway? Is he going to get a rough time in some way, no matter what?
No rehash. Although they will try and get some information from the administration about what was going on.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC. Emily, thanks again.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to Mark Halper next about the coming Hillary Clinton health care plan. Stay with us.